Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Need life cover but don't know where to start? Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
A protest is taking place in County Tipperary this evening as locals fight to keep almost 100 asylum seekers in their community 5 years after they moved in. Drive Time has visited the town of Barsacane a number of times in the past, as it's been hailed as a model of successful integration for the rest of the country, based on the welcome shown to up to 20 families who moved to the Riverside Apartments in 2019. But now they say they're facing eviction and relocation to County Offaly as soon as tomorrow, as John Cook has been finding out.
Life has been great. It wasn't easy at the beginning, but we've made a home away from home.
Ruth moved from her native Zimbabwe in 2019 to seek asylum in Ireland, arriving in Barsacane in Tipperary with her husband and six children.
My husband works here. I also work in the local nursing home. Our children go to school here, and the community has been great to integrate us. We really feel at home here, so we really wouldn't want to go and start afresh somewhere where we don't know anyone.
One of 20 families accommodated in the Riverside Apartments for almost 5 years now. Most have leave to remain in Ireland. And with refugee status, Ruth tells me they were told months ago they no longer have entitlement to their international protection accommodation and must now move to an emergency accommodation centre by tomorrow.
Yes, the letter says we have to be taken out tomorrow. They said if you don't want to leave, then we'll be forcefully removed.
How does that make you feel, Ruth, for you and your children, your family?
Very terrified. I don't know. I don't even have words to say. I don't know what to say, but I'm just fearful for tomorrow, especially for my children, because they've been asking me a lot of questions. I don't even know what to say. They don't want to leave their friends. They like their school. They like their principal. They like the community. Mm-hmm. They've made friends and they've integrated well. They do sports. Mm-hmm. Everything they know is here. So it's hard to say now we're going and they don't even know the reason. They were even asking me, is there anything wrong that we did to be moved?
Your children are wondering, did they do something wrong?
Yes,
that's hard to hear.
Me too. Yeah, they were asking me yesterday, did we do something wrong that maybe we should apologize for, because we really don't want to move and we don't want to go away from our friends and family. That was the hardest thing to be asked by a 9-year-old. I didn't know what to say. So all we're asking for is that can they please give us more time to find suitable places for us to move to. Mm-hmm. Because we know that we don't qualify to be there anymore, but there's crisis everywhere.
And you can't find a property to rent. Mariam, I met you before as well. You came with your four children in 2019, and they're in schools, or some have gone to university now in Galway. You're protesting on the street this evening with the support of local people. You tell me you won't go.
No, well, no, we're not going. You know, the thing is the community supporting us. The community wants us here. And I do think that the community has as much right as us to decide who comes and who goes. We have a life here. We have families here. We want to be left here.
You want to find a suitable place to live, but you've told me there's a shortage of rental properties, like in a lot of towns, to find that you could qualify maybe for through the housing assistance payment. But you know, as you mentioned, there is a crisis. There's lots of other people seeking asylum here. And they need that accommodation too. So what do you say?
Yeah, I know people do. We've been there, so we know that. But, you know, I feel like the solution is not, you know, to throw us out of our community.
Barsacane says no eviction.
Out on the streets of Boris O'Kane, I met locals working on protest slogans and placards as they prepared to march through the town this evening, among them Robert Armitage and Maria Donnelly of the Boris O'Kane Liaison Committee.
We're on the streets this evening because Boris O'Kane had an agreement with the government in 2019. In 2019, the government were all talk. In 2024, the government won't even engage with the people of Boris O'Kane, despite the secretary having sent hundreds of emails.
The government agreement that you showed me says that there would be support to help these families find accommodation through housing assistance payments, private rented accommodation, when their status allowed them to remain. In that time, though, we know government departments have changed. We know that many thousands more people have come here seeking asylum, and there's a huge crisis. So do you understand why these families have to go tomorrow?
No, I don't understand. We can't make the national problem Boris O'Kane's problem. Boris O'Kane stood up in 2019 and we actually worked with the government. We wanted a smooth transition for these people. Boris O'Kane is a little town in Tipperary with a big heart. We embraced these people in 2019. The key word was integration.
We know there are thousands more people need this accommodation, though. The government is saying that to you right now. A more urgent situation, perhaps? Robert, what do you say?
Why not move the families that they're talking about bringing in now to Boris and leave the integrated people here with us? We've worked tirelessly for the last 5 years to make this work. They held up Boris again as a model for integration. We've done it. Now they want to pull the rug from under us when it's completed.
Families here have told me they won't go tomorrow. That sounds like the local community is backing them.
We're backing them 100%.
Also backing Boris O'Kane locals, including the residents of the Riverside Apartments in this evening's protest, are local councillors and Oireachtas members, including Labour TD Alan Kelly.
Roger O'Gorman's department is the Department of Integration. If they forcibly evict these residents tomorrow, well, then he can give up on that title because then he'll be demonstrating that he doesn't want integration. We have protests now in many parts of the country about IPAs coming in to communities. Here in Boris O'Kane, they're protesting tonight about wanting to keep them. Really, this is a good story. This is an example that should be used across Ireland. And if he's going to wreck this, well, then his position as a minister isn't tenable. In 2019, the agreement said that these people could stay in the properties with HAP if they got status. And now that has been reneged on. That's the bottom line. Is it legally enforceable? I doubt it. Is it morally enforceable? Well, this minister has to decide. But the idea that somebody's going to come tomorrow and forcibly remove these people, I'm sorry, it'll be one of the saddest days in modern Irish history, and particularly in this area, if that happens. Looking at those children in school, listening to those children with Boris O'Kane accents, looking at those families crying there today, sorry. It's just not just. It's wrong.
Boris O'Kane says no evictions. Boris O'Kane says no evictions.
And that is locals on the streets of Boris O'Kane in County Tipperary speaking to John Cook there. Well, Drive Time asked Integration Minister Roderick O'Gorman and his department to comment, and in a statement received in the past couple of minutes, a spokesperson for the department said that with a very urgent need for accommodation for people who are still in the international protection application process, the department is not in a position to enter into ongoing rental arrangements in its accommodation for people with status. However, the department is also very mindful of the challenges that exist for people moving on from the international protection system in accessing alternative accommodation in the community. With this in mind, the department will work with the remaining families at the Riverside IPAS Centre, Tipperary County Council and local community groups and representatives to find suitable alternative accommodation for those families in the local area.